It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa legislature adjourned on Saturday. Sexual harassment and workplace behavior was a topic that hung over the session. Last year, former Republican caucus staffer Kirsten Anderson received a $1.75 million lawsuit settlement. She alleged she was fired in 2013, just hours after filing a complaint regarding sexual harassment. During the course of this session, Anderson's old boss, former Senate Majority Leader Bill Dix, resigned after video surfaced of him appearing to kiss a lobbyist. A Senate aide was fired for sexual harassment, and the former director of the Iowa Finance Authority was quickly terminated for sexual harassment. Iowa lawmakers have made changes to the manner in which sexual harassment at the statehouse is addressed. Kirsten Anderson says she's disappointed more wasn't done.
The leaders at the statehouse had the opportunity to proactively get out ahead of this and talk about workplace harassment, make workplaces safer for Iowans, and they have not done that. We have not seen substantive legislation put forth.
I spoke with Kirsten Anderson yesterday and asked her if she thinks steps have been made to create a culture of accountability at the statehouse.
I think there's enough to start change. And I think the next step needs to be that accountability piece where our leaders talk about it, lay out expectations, and firmly draw the line. When we hear the word zero tolerance, that's been thrown around quite a bit lately. What does that mean? Because that's different for everybody. And we don't have anyone stepping up saying what that truly means within this setting. I'm optimistic that we will start to see more of that accountability component in the very near future.
What does zero tolerance mean to you?
It means that it's a top-down mentality. Our leaders are saying what their expectations are. They're clearly outlining that inappropriate language isn't used, that dirty jokes are not used, that pornography is not passed around on computers, that people come to work and are able to just do their best work possible. People are at their offices to do work. When you have those external components contributing to a work product, you lose accountability, you lose productivity, and that ultimately contributes to a company's bottom line.
You see this as a good start. What has happened in this legislative session? How do you build on it?
You continue to talk about it. You need to have champions to let those legislative leaders know that we're not going to forget about it. We still need that comprehensive legislation to make workplaces safer, that we need to protect whistleblowers. We need to have better reporting processes, all those types of things. We need to not forget that this is so important. And there's economic drivers within that. It helps business. It contributes to the economic industry of our state. So we need to have champions out there front and center.
Ultimately, what advice do you have for people who were in similar situations or are in similar situations to the one you were in?
That you are not alone, that there are people who have been through what you've been through, and that things will get better. And you can find the strength to, number one, stand up for yourself and feel like it's okay to talk about making your workplace better so that you can simply come in and do your best work for 5 days out of the week and go home and leave your work at work.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Clay.
That's Kirsten Anderson. She received a $1.75 million lawsuit settlement last year. She alleged she was fired in 2013, hours after filing a complaint regarding sexual harassment. Anderson is now working full-time as an advocate for harassment-free workplaces. It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.